Honored at the privilege of having breakfast with such a delightful group.
Well, gee, thanks, Dan. We feel the same way about you.
Heard, I wasn't referring to my immediate family.
Are we delightful?
Oh, of course you're delightful, but I was just rehearsing a speech I have to make at the Breakfast Club this morning. Say, why aren't you in school?
Oh, I'm not going today. My class is going on a field trip. Big butterfly roundup.
Oh, well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, they're picking me up out front. I better go get my nap. Oh, I wish I could get Uncle Charlie to go along. He's been really down the dumps these days.
Yeah, I've noticed that myself.
Ernie, here's your sandwich. Steve, your coffee's getting cold.
Oh, Charlie, I won't be having breakfast.
But I don't blame you. Nothing duller than home cooking, especially mine.
Oh, no, it isn't that, Charlie. I just forgot to tell you I have to make a little speech at the Breakfast Club this morning. Say, why don't you go along?
No, thanks. I got to catch up on a lot of ironing. Come on, Ernie. Here's your lunch. Here.
Hey, Uncle Charlie. Oh, my teacher loves company. Want to go butterfly hunting with us up at Mulberry Hill?
That's all I got to do at my age. Run around with a butterfly net. They'd throw one over me.
What do you think's the matter with him, Dad?
Well, Ernie, I think maybe your Uncle Charlie has a case of the household grumps.
Is that bad?
Well, I don't think if you catch it at the start. I think what Uncle Charlie needs is a change of pace. Maybe we can figure out something.
Charlie O'Casey!
Dave Claiborne, what are you doing in California?
Well, I'm here for the harness racing season. The Pacers and the Trotters are in town.
Dave, if you came here with the idea of making another touch...
Oh, me? I came by here, Charlie, to pay you that $300 that I owe you. Plus 6%. Now, that's $318.
You know, frankly, Dave, I figured you was a crook.
Oh, well, now that shows how wrong a man can be. But naturally, my having to go down to Mexico, I don't have the time to race my horse, Gypsy King.
So you race or you don't race. Just get out my $300.
Oh, $318. Don't forget the interest. Now, you know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to sell you Gypsy King for $418.
Dave, I knew you'd have some kind of an angle going. Okay, out with it. Spring the trap.
A trap? I offer you a beautiful business opportunity and you call it a trap? Now look, you get the $300 that I owe you plus the $18, right? So therefore, you only owe me $100.
You gotta be kidding. I owe you $100?
Charlie, nobody can fool you. You know horse flesh. Now, I'll tell you what you do. Why don't you come out to the track right now and see Gypsy King for yourself?
No deal. I got too much housework to do.
Housework? Wouldn't you rather be sitting in a sulky, driving a handsome pacer around the track?
Well, maybe I could put the housework off till tomorrow. But remember, I ain't buying. I still remember what a con artist you are. I'm just going out there to take a look.
All right.
Come on. I gotta admit, Dave, he's a nice hunk of horse flesh. Letting him go that cheap, there's gotta be a gimmick somewhere.
Now, let me tell you the honest truth. If you let Doc Weatherford here train him, you can't miss. You'll rake in all the big stakes and make thousands of dollars clear profit.
Is that on the level, Doc?
Well, I have to be honest with you, Mr. O'Casey. He is 11 years old, a little past his prime.
Well, Charlie, you know these trainers, they always have to have some kind of an out for themselves. Well, we're past our prime a little too, huh? But we still got the old get up and go, right?
Yeah, I've seen some fair 11-year-old nags.
Yes, well, I don't want to rush you, Charlie, but I've got to get out of here for Mexico at noon sharp. Now, here's a transfer of ownership papers, and all you have to do is sign.
And give you $100? Oh, wait a minute. Who said I was buying? Now, just because a horse is good-looking doesn't mean he can win races. He might be sore. And how do I know he don't break?
Tell you what you do. Take him on the track yourself right now. What do you say, Doc? Can you do it?
It's all right with me, as long as Mr. O'Casey knows what he's doing.
Look, Doc, I was racing paces and trotters on the old fair circuit. This here is a job cart. It's like riding in your mother's arms. Hiya, Sonny. Nice horse.
Thanks, Pop. Wish I could say as much for that dog.
What kind of a track is that?
11 years old? Why, he's ready for the chickens.
Look, Sonny, horses are like people. They're as young as they feel. Come on, let's show them, Gypsy. Excuse our dust. Come on.
You really gonna stick a pal with that bag of bones?
Stick him? It's a bargain. For $100 cash, he's lucky to get four horseshoes.
Charlie, I can see that look on your face. You're 30 years old again, and you're heading right for the winner's circle.
Yeah, me and Gypsy King were a couple of kids again.
Once racing gets in your blood, there's no losing it.
Charlie, I've got to leave for Mexico. I don't want to rush you, but if you don't want the deal, just forget about it. Doc here will be very happy to buy Gypsy at that price.
Oh, no, you don't. Come on, get out those papers. You got a deal.
That's great. The doc here will witness your signature, and I can leave a happy man, knowing that I've done a good deed for an old pal.
Okay. And here's your $100. Still got the old grouch bag.
Well, so long, Doc. Thanks for everything.
Just a minute, Mr. Claiborne. What about your feed and board bill? You still owe $75.
Oh, not me. Talk to the owner.
Hey, I'm not paying your old bills.
Oh, Charlie, are you still fussing over chicken feed? You're a big man now. You own a racing stable. You'll win 10 times that bill in your first purse. Well, Charlie, Doc?
Doc, he may be 11 years old, but he looks more like a 2-year-old. Just like I feel. I can't wait till I drive you in the race. We'll make a great combination.
You drive? You have a license?
Well, I used to have one back in Indiana. It might be a little faded by now, but still ought to be good.
We'd better see the Stewarts, get it transferred to California.
Well, where's the Stewart's office?
Just around the corner.
Oh. And while I'm over there, I'll line up a good race for my stable.
Stable? Oh, you mean Gypsy King.
Yeah. Gypsy King.
Charlie doesn't at least call and let us know where he is.
And spend a dime on a payphone? You don't know Uncle Charlie.
Remember when he went to San Francisco? He carried home the postcards that said, having a wonderful time.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, did I make it home in time for dinner?
Plenty of time. Uncle Charlie isn't even home yet.
Oh.
We haven't heard from him, so I put a casserole in the oven.
Oh, good.
Maybe he stopped off at the Elks Club just to relax.
Well, I hope so. I wish he'd get interested in something.
Uncle Charlie sure isn't feeling very good. He hasn't yelled at me in days.
Maybe he wouldn't like the idea of me taking over in the kitchen.
I think it's a good idea, Kate. As a matter of fact, I think we could all do a little more with the housework around here and give Charlie time to have some fun.
What kind of fun?
Well, I don't know. I tell you, I'm going out to the golf club tomorrow. Maybe I'll ask him to go along.
I don't think Uncle Charlie's going to get too excited about golf.
I heard him say you hit a little ball and then you chase it. He said a pool parlor makes more sense.
Well, we've got to find something he'll enjoy doing.
Hiya, folks.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi. Sorry I'm late. Had a little business. Put over quite a deal.
What kind of a deal?
Folks, you're looking at the new owner of that famous pacer, Gypsy King.
Pacer? A horse?
Yep.
You mean you bought a racehorse?
Right.
How much was it, Charlie?
$100. Well, naturally, I had to pick up the board and feed bill.
How much was that?
Another 75. A mere drop in the old oak's bucket.
Is that $75 every week?
Well, the horse has to eat and sleep, don't he?
Oh, sure, but that's quite a bit of money.
There's no problem. I'll take a little loan on my insurance until the purses start rolling in, and then I'll be smiling all the way to the bank.
I think it's great you've got all this action going. If you need any help,
No, you've done enough, Steve. Say, it's about time I start paying my share around here. Ernie, how would you like a new bicycle?
Well, fine. I'd like one with handbrakes and three gears.
You got it. And Chip, you're old enough to have your own jalopy.
Well, I've got my license. I'd sure like a jalopy to go with it.
Done. And I'm not forgetting the rest of you. I'm cutting every one of you in on the purses.
When do you plan on racing the horse?
Well, there's one little problem first.
What's the problem?
Well, just the detail. First, he's got to be qualified.
What does that mean?
I went in to see the racing secretary. Okay. So Gypsy King had a few slow races. So what?
How many slow races?
Nine.
Out of how many starts this year?
Nine. Now about this qualifying race. They got a rule that a horse has to show that he can run a mile in less than 2 minutes and 9 seconds before you can enter him into a regular race.
Charlie, do you really think you ought to get involved in a tough competitive sport like this at your age?
You think I'd let anybody else sit behind Gypsy King? Not on your life. Well, I'd better get dinner ready.
Oh, I fixed up a tuna casserole. I hope you don't mind, Uncle Charlie.
Mind? I couldn't be happier. And you better practice up on ham and eggs, too, because I'm going to be out at the track every morning at 5 a.m. working out my steed. Ah, get up!
Well,
boy, he's like a kid with a new toy. He doesn't realize that he's way past the age for driving horses.
Well, Rob, a lot of fellas drive harness races that are a lot older than Uncle Charlie. But the important thing is that, well, he is like a kid with a new toy. And isn't that just what we're trying to accomplish? Now, when Uncle Charlie comes out, no jokes about the way he's dressed. He needs all the encouragement we can give him.
What happens if Gypsy King doesn't qualify?
Well, we don't even think about that.
Well, he has to win. That's all there is to it.
Katie, just winning isn't enough. He has to win in better than 2-9. Besides, even if he does qualify, it doesn't necessarily mean he's going to start winning purses.
Hey, look! Is that our Uncle Charlie?
How do you like the outfit? I borrowed it from Doc. Later on, I get my own colors.
Well, you look very professional, Charlie.
You know, Steve, I've been thinking that after we win the qualifier, I might drive Gypsy King in his regular races. You know, I wouldn't even have to leave California. They got plenty of tracks around here. Oh, how do you like him, Steve?
Well, Charlie, I don't know too much about it, but he looks fine to me.
Well, take a good look at him while he's standing still, because when we pass you, he'll be nothing but a blur.
Folks, it's about time. You want to see the race, the best place is up in the press box.
Oh, fine. Well, good luck, Charlie, and be careful now.
Careful? Steve, you're talking to an old pro.
Oh, but you haven't raced in quite a while.
Steve, let me tell you something. Sulky driving is just like swimming. Once you learn the Australian crawl, you never forget it. Never.
Uncle Charlie, you sort of swim side stroke.
Well, if I did the Australian crawl, I'd never forget it. Where are my goggles?
They're on top of your head, Uncle Charlie.
I know what it is. Come on, Gypsy King. Let's show our relatives a little class.
Good luck, Uncle Charlie.
Get them out there in front, Uncle Charlie.
And keep them there.
How about this? By the race back in Rome, I'd have made Ben Hur look like a bum.
Wait a minute, Uncle Charlie.
Good luck, Uncle Charlie. Get out there.
Come on, folks.
Say, Pop, keep that old nag out of my way.
Listen, Squirt. Gypsy King ain't no nag, and I ain't your pop.
Sorry, pal.
And I ain't your pal either. This is every horse for himself. Come on.
All drivers for the next qualifying race, move up to the starting gate.
That's the marshal's car, Ernie. It makes sure all the horses get a fair start. There they go! Oh, no, he's falling behind already.
Maybe he likes to come from behind. That's the way some horses run.
Maybe he's so good, he wants to give him a head start, to be fair.
I think Gypsy King's just too old. He's outclassed.
He is not. Come on, Gypsy, get
come
it.
On. So the driver had to take him to the outside. That means that horse is practically out of the race.
Get out of the way.
About Gypsy King. Uncle Charlie's got him going smooth.
Yeah, slow, but smooth. You never saw a better race, huh?
No, sir. It was a real moral victory.
Moral victory?
Well, sure. He had all the fun and excitement of winning the race. But you still have to do better than 2:09 to qualify.
What was the time? Looked to me like he was going pretty fast.
Fast? It was 2:15. You see, two of the horses broke, so all he had to beat was a couple of slow old-timers like himself. You want me to tell him?
No, I'll tell him. Well, I better get out of the stables.
How was that for a couple of old-timers? Talk about a streak of lightning. We must have been close to the record.
Well, Charlie, I thought you were going along there pretty good, too, but...
Yeah.
Doc had a clock on you, and...
And?
Well, he clocked you in 2:15, Charlie.
2:15?
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta be kidding. We didn't even qualify?
I'm sorry, Charlie. Well, maybe you and Gypsy King can try it again sometime, huh?
No. That was our best. We gave it all we had. I guess Gypsy King's racing days are over. And mine too.
Well, Charlie, there are a lot of other things you can do.
Sure. Laundry, vacuum cleaning, dishes.
Thanks very much. Well, he's not at the Elks Club either.
Where do you think he is, Dad?
I have no idea, Chip. I know he was pretty depressed.
I didn't think Gypsy King did so bad. He came in first. I feel so sorry for Uncle Charlie.
This will put him right back where he was. Nothing to look forward to.
Hiya. Sorry I'm late.
Uncle Charlie? I thought it was real great how you won that race. I was real proud of you. Please don't feel badly.
I lost a race once in junior high. I know how you feel, but I got over it.
Well, Chip, Uncle Charlie didn't lose. He won.
Well, that's even worse when you win, but you lose.
Charlie, what we're all trying to say is that we hope...
What's with the hearts and flowers? It's over and done with. And let me tell you something. I had the time of my life. I wouldn't have had half as much fun if I'd have spent that $100 going to Hawaii.
Well, we all enjoyed it. It was a great race.
But what's going to happen to Gypsy King?
Best thing that could happen to a horse his age. I'm giving him to a kid instead of the bicycle I promised. You.
Thanks, Uncle Charlie. Dad, I got a horse.
Yes, I heard, Ernie. Charlie, I'll take over the board, Bill.
You don't have to do that. I made a swap with Doc. He takes care of Ernie's horse. I work his paces for him every Saturday morning.
That's wonderful, Charlie. Every man should have a hobby.
Just what I was thinking about you. Steve, I found out that for $1,500, you can pick up a three-year-old pacer that...
Now, wait a minute, Charlie. I already have a hobby. Golf.
Golf? You gotta be kidding. All I can say is, you're in a rut. Clear the track.
Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., individually giants. Together, a phenomenon known as the Rat Pack. And this Monday, TV Land invites you to enjoy their 1965 benefit concert, never before seen on national television. An evening with the Rat Pack. This Monday night at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, only in TV Land.